You're listening to the audio production of The Restart Roadmap, Rewire and Reset Your Career by Jason Tardick, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com.
From Mama Kaluch and Garebone, thank you for the consistent support, love, and encouragement through each and every day since day one. Chapter 1, The Sunday Night Scaries. I'm on the floor of a well-appointed executive men's bathroom at the headquarters of an important client. At the moment, I'm having a flat-out, full-featured anxiety attack, trembling, sweating, turning white as a ghost, hugging myself for dear life, absolutely terrified. Beads of anxiety, propelled sweat are dripping off my forehead and stinging my eyes. Sweat is coursing down my spine and soaking my Brooks Brothers shirt, the one I had to have but waited to buy till Black Friday. I am totaled. I was at the client's headquarters as part of my rapid rise up the corporate ladder, where I was perceived as someone on the fast track. Specifically, I had been asked to accompany a senior banker to an important client meeting. His name is William. He prefers going by Bill. Actually, the meeting was more like a cattle auction. An important piece of business was at stake, and just about every bank in the area was pitching its own plan for it. The pitch took place in a long, long conference room. The CEO of the company was at the head of the table, the chief financial officer was at his side, and a lot of other obviously high-level execs were seated, in descending order of title, no doubt, down the table on either side. Everyone in the room, both the banker pitchers and the client catchers, knew exactly what was going on and how high the stakes were. Our game plan was that Bill would make the presentation and do all the talking. I was there to represent the brand. My job that day was to look right, to say the right things without ever getting a single fact wrong and without ever stumbling over a single word, and to assume the proper posture, just as I had done many times in the past. I was a message. My presence told the client's team that our bank not only had depth of talent, but we also kept an eye on the future, represented by yours truly, a 20-something up-and-comer. I helped convey the message that we were a smart, forward-looking bank that knew how to make our clients.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?